Hey, Sarah, Spring Lighted coming in July. We're all excited for it. And how good to have this bloke on the line.
Yes, Jebediah is on the lineup for Spring Loaded. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, look, can we ask where you actually are at the moment? Because, you know, if people are talking about parts of Australia, everywhere is so different.
Changes daily.
Yeah, well, I'm right at this moment, I'm in Victoria.
Oh, no!
So I am both, stuck at home and also looking out the window and it's raining and grey and miserable. And I've got to say, the idea of being up in Darwin is looking pretty attractive right now.
Look, we won't risk making you feel super bad, but you are going to be coming to Darwin in the best weather possible. Now, tell us about your Darwin experiences, because you've been here a few times, actually.
I have. Over the years with Jed and I.
Yeah.
But yes, many memorable occasions. There is one occasion in Darwin that we all still talk about to this day. It was... We were there. This would have been the late 90s. Jeb and I were there for a gig, and we had the night off. And the hotel we were staying at, I can't remember the name of it, but it was quite a nice hotel. It was over the road from the beach, and they were doing this special crab. They were doing crab racing, and so you pay a bit of money, or whatever, and you choose your crab, and of course. My surname being Mitchell, one of the crabs was called Mitchelton Magic, so I chose Mitchelton Magic to be my crab, and it won.
Hey.
And as a prize, I won one of those massive, it was like a massive big Northern Territory beer.
The Darwin Stubby, yeah.
I won a Darwin Stubby. It was a giant beer. It was one of the most fun times we've ever had on tour. Like I said, it was over 20 years ago. We still talk about it.
Yeah, hold on to that, though, Kevin, because I don't make them anymore.
Oh, well, look, that just makes it even more special, you know?
Oh, you haven't drank it.
I don't know. I think the reason they stopped doing it because it wasn't necessarily a drinkable kind of beer. So, Kevin, is your nickname now Mitchelton Magic, like within the group?
Well, I tried my best to try and have that take off, but it didn't really... It didn't really catch on, you know. There's only so much, people who try to sort of give themselves a nickname and they just start throwing it around just to see if it'll catch on, and you know, because they want to have a particular nickname, but it doesn't happen. Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Well, look, we don't do crab racing anymore. We turned it over to croc racing now. So, how do you reckon you'd fare at that one?
Croc racing. Well, look, probably need a bigger arena for starters, wouldn't you? The old Crazy Crab Arena was nice and small. If it's just as long as I'm not in the arena, as long as I'm just, picking something that's racing, well, you know, whether it be a crab or a crocodile, and of course, no, as long as no animals are being harmed in the racing arena as well. I think it's all, fun and games.
Yeah, Melbourne Cup Day, Kevin, it goes off. You have to come up and experience it.
Kevin, let's move over to Spring Loaded. We are super excited, like we said earlier, for this lineup. You must be as well to get back on the stage with some fellow superstars.
Yeah. Look, we did the first one in Sydney a few weeks back now, and it was great. So much fun. And, obviously, getting up to Darwin, it's probably something we don't get to do as often as some of the other places. So just being in Darwin is going to be like going on a holiday and playing this festival with so many of our friends.
Hang on, are we going to see you guys wearing thongs up on stage if you feel like you're on holiday?
Well, I mean, look, probably not on stage, although off stage, absolutely. No, thongs aren't great for on stage because they're just, you don't get a lot of support from the thong. there's not a lot of, we're getting old and we need good ankle support so that we don't hurt ourselves.
I don't think you guys are getting old. You're only as old as you feel, and it sounds like you are just ready to rock it here in Darwin.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's a funny thing with Jebediah is when we get on stage, it's kind of like going back in time, and we all kind of, for that half hour or 45 minutes or hour that we're on stage, we sort of all revert back to our teenage selves.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pain only comes afterwards, the next day. The
next what do you day, mean, pain?
The neck.
The neck.
Yeah, the next day I wake up in the morning and my neck just kills.
But you got to change pillows.
yeah, because it's the pillows, Andrew. Okay.
Well, that's what they say.
But no, I mean, I'm 43 years old, so I'm not that old. You know, I'm still, you know, 43, that's like, you know, I may as well. I mean, that's 40s is like the new, isn't that the new 30s?
Yeah,
I was going to say it's totally like the new 20s. Come on.
Life begins at 40, they say. Come on.
Kevin, you have been amazing, and we are, again, so excited to have you here in Darwin for Spring Loaded. Thank you for being on the show this morning. And, yeah, do you reckon we can catch up when you're here in Darwin?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
let's have an impromptu crab race.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We'll get a big muddy in. Big muddy.
Let's get Mitchelton Magic back on the track.
And will we make the prize you can eat the crab? What do you reckon?
Oh, no. No crabs in the harp we in don't the have making any, of this. What is it?
We don't have any Darwin stubbies, though.
No. We'll get him. We'll find him another beer. I'm sure we can. Kev, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, guys.
Cheers, Kevin.
I'm looking forward to getting up there. See ya.